Wanted to let listeners know that you were representing WSJW at an event yesterday. The Michigan Association of Broadcasters were meeting yesterday.
Yes, I was there all day for the conference. And then last night they had the Broadcasting Excellence Awards program. And we were pleased to, Ann and I were there. Michael Percha couldn't make it. And he won a big award for investigative reporting on his series that we did last year on a budding industry, the series that he did about marijuana. And that came off as a very nice award for us. We also were recognized for our use of new media, which has to do with the digital side of our business and with our website and also our social media. So we're recognized for that. Ann and I were there to receive the awards. We were joined by Mark Thomas, our market manager, and also by our Regional Vice President of Engineering, Gary Morrill. So we had a good evening last night in Lansing. We congratulate all the other people from Area Television who won awards, 12, 25, and 66, and TV5 all picked up various awards. So congratulations to everyone.
All right. And you said this was an all-day event.
I had to introduce one of the speakers, and they have a number of workshops that are held throughout the day, and for people in radio and TV to hone their craft, and an exhibit hall where you see all the new bells and whistles of equipment that's coming our way. So,
any of the equipment that we already are using? Any chance?
Yes, the news console I have right in front of me was one I stopped and talked to the gentleman at that booth, and I told him I use that every morning. And they're selling a lot of them, and it's. We plan to add more of them in our building eventually, in some of our other studios, digital console.
It's nice to know that we're on that cutting edge, that we're actually utilizing the technology of today.
Exactly.
Sometimes in certain instances, we had been using technology of yesterday, but we're pretty up to speed, we think, here at the Herod Radio Center. And as you talked about running into Jeff, with the automotive reporter, you probably ran into a few other folks that you know, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, many there. Yeah, it was. But there are some people that I don't see anymore. Some of the people that have moved on, and there was a guy who was great, and I guess he's retired. And we always used to look forward to him. He was known as Mr. Radio, Art Volo.
Oh yes,
and he always did videos of famous radio personalities. He did it for years and years and years, and it was just a hobby with him. And he put these videos together, and then he'd have an annual party, and everybody would come and see the videos that Art had put together for the year. And he had this sweater. It was red, white, and blue, and in the middle of it, on one of the big bands, a big stripe across there, it said radio. Art always wore that. And so I kind of miss some of those people that are fading away from the scene. And I didn't see Dick Kernan. Normally you see Dick Kernan from Specs Howard, and haven't seen him in the last couple of years. So, of course, he's 80 now, I guess, but still active at Specs Howard.
Great friends of the radio industry, especially Art and Dick Kernan.
Miss seeing some of those people.
Yeah, mentor me when I was first getting into the business there at Specs Howard. School of Broadcast Arts in Southfield, Michigan, USA. Well, it's good to know that things went well, and good to know that you had a decent day for travel.
Because we had a great day.
Traveling in early March, you never know what you might be getting from here to Lansing.
Right.
And again, congratulations, especially for Michael Percha, who does great reporting for us, anchoring duties too. But I remember that budding industry series he did,
A multi-part series, and then we put together in a podcast for people to be able to listen to. And we have coming up in April, we also are collecting some more awards from the Associated Press.
All right. Cool. Well, once again, have to expand the burgeoning walls of Radio Center.
It's hard to find wall space around here anymore, isn't it?
Now, I'd like to congratulate Michael, too. Fantastic job. And he should get another award, because he has to put up with me every other Saturday. That alone, I think, is award worthy.
That I'm not sure that we could even describe an award that is of such nature.